There's surprisingly little rancor over a requirement to teach religion in the public schools in Modesto, California. It's the only school district in the country that requires students to take a world religions class. Lonnie Shavelson reports.
Johansson Public High School in Modesto, California sounds like any other until the students chant out the sacred Hindu sound, Om.
Om.
Today, history instructor Yvonne Taylor talks about Hindu ideas of the cycle of death and rebirth.
And then what happens at the end?
Moksha.
The wisdom over ignorance, and then the soul is at rest.
This 9-week course for ninth graders teaches the fundamental beliefs of Christians, Muslims, and Confucianists, as well as Hindus, Buddhists, Sikhs, and Jews, all tied in with the history of religious liberty in the United States.
What does that mean, separation of church and state? Vanessa?
Like the government doesn't have the right to tell you have to follow a certain religion.
So can I lead you in prayer? But can we talk about prayer? Yeah.
When the teachers first planned this course 8 years ago, they feared strong resistance from the local conservative Christian community. There had already been conflict. When administrators included gay students in a safe school policy, conservative Christians accused them of challenging their religious beliefs. A mediator was called in from Washington, D.C.'s First Amendment Center, a nonpartisan foundation that promotes free speech.
The challenge from the beginning was to make sure that the various religious communities understood that this wasn't an effort to just hold hands and say we're all going to get along.
Instead, mediator Charles Haynes took action. He gathered together Christians of conservative and liberal stripes and other religious leaders in the community and asked them and the school district to jointly develop a course on world religions. If everyone understood the other's faiths better, he said, conflicts might decrease.
The community has to be informed, has to be involved.
Teacher Jenny Sweeney led the world religions curriculum development. She says they went to extraordinary lengths to ensure there wasn't even a hint of favoring one religion over another.
One of the things that we did do when we looked at the textbook was actually count the number of pages that were given to each of the traditions, and they were equal because we knew that somebody would count.
In the end, it worked out. Once again, mediator Charles Haynes.
And so when schools begin teaching about various religions, if it's done well, actually gains community support. And with that focus, the community bought into the course.
The success of this unique program has been noted by education experts around the country. Emil Lester of the College of William and Mary in Virginia recently co-authored a study of 400 students who took the course. He found the course strengthened students' commitments to their own faiths and moral values.
We had Hindu students and conservative Christian students telling us that the course helped them to realize how their religion was distinct from others and therefore gave them a greater knowledge and pride in their own religion.
At the end of the cycle of samsara, the Hindu soul, Atman, is released. You'll see.
Modesto's success is still unique in this country. Many secular and religious groups insist there's no role for religion in public education, that it violates the Constitution. So if teaching religion in a public school is so controversial, why do it? Yvonne Taylor says that when students complete her class,
they're taking a greater world view of the faiths of their friends and their neighbors and the United States, but also the idea of respect of differences.
Taylor says that if other school districts want to start their own course, they need to involve religious and secular community leaders from the very beginning. And, she says, to select teachers who will teach, not preach. For NPR News, I'm Lonnie Shavelson.